Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
And welcome to everyone on this wonderful Shabbat as we begin the month of September together and continue to take the journey to High Holy Days. There's no bar or bat mitzvah this weekend, but welcome to the front row wedding couple. We are so excited. Jason's bar mitzvah, in my mind, was just yesterday, but that would be impossible since he's getting married to Maria on Sunday. We are really, really thrilled and excited to be celebrating your wedding weekend. An Ofruf is a wonderful opportunity for the community to share in the joy and to offer you a sweet life together. So welcome back to the front row. You remember your bar mitzvah, David? Yeah, I checked in the file. You actually did a good job. So we're thrilled that you're all here, and we're thrilled that we can celebrate with you. And because there's no bar and bat mitzvah, thank you for taking a lot of the honors this evening. It worked out perfectly for all of us. Welcome to those of you who have come for family services, those who came to the open house. We are delighted that you are here. All who might be visiting for this holiday weekend, and those of you who found us somehow and have come in to share Shabbat, whether you have come for Shabbat joy or whether you have come to pray for someone who is sick or a loved one who has died, we are so glad you're here, and we embrace everyone who has come for whatever Shabbat has to offer. And so we welcome Shabbat with our candle lighting on page 6 is, I welcome to the Bima the parents of the groom, who I've known of a few years, just a few, Barry and Millie, to light the Shabbat candles for us.
Okay, together.
All right.
Shabbat is the most important day of our lives. We welcome Shabbat with our preparations by putting out the candles and the wine and taking the time to get or bake a challah. Shabbat comes alive in our family when we are home. Shabbat is alive with joy and community when we come into our sanctuary and kindle our lights, share our prayers, and sing our song to God. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvoto, v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbat.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Amen.
Come, let us welcome the Sabbath. Shalom, Shabbat, shalom. Come, let us welcome the Sabbath. Shalom, Shabbat, shalom. Now as we kindle
Shemayim can be found on page 7 from Psalm 96. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Together. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You formed morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink, and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bidvaro ma'ariv aravim. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who brings on the evening.
Shall
Shema on page 12.
Shema Yisrael Adonai.
V'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shiptecha b'veitecha uvlechtecha baderech uvshafecha uvkumecha ukshartam le'ot al yadecha v'hayu l'totafot bein einecha Uchtavtam al mezuzot betecha uvisharecha. Lema'an tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai. V'yitem kedoshim l'elohechem. Ani Adonai Elohechem. Asher hoseti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Lihiyot lachem l'elohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. Every Jewish home has a mezuzah on all entrance doors. Inside the mezuzah is the Shema. We kiss our hand and then touch the mezuzah and bring our hand back to our lips to remind us to speak words of kindness to our family, and to create a peaceful home. Shalom bayit. What can you do this week to create a more peaceful home? We continue with Micha Mocha, our joyous prayer of redemption on page 14.
Micha Mocha bayit Adonai, Micha Mocha ne'etar ba'kodesh. Micha Mocha bayit Adonai, Micha Mocha ne'etar ba'kodesh. Nora tehillot, oseh, oseh fe'lech. Micha Mocha bayit Adonai, Micha Mocha ne'etar ba'kodesh. Micha Mocha bayit Adonai, Micha Mocha ne'etar ba'kodesh. Shora tehillot
know our custom of the Shamru, where we jump up for the word Et to show that we pray to God with all the letters of the alphabet and all the bones in our body. But the custom that is most dear to my heart is the custom that evolved after that, which is if you have a child light enough to lift, you lift your child in the air during Et. How many of you were once light enough to lift? Right. And they're not anymore. But there have been many a parent who has gotten muscles and joy by lifting a child. When we lift our children in the air, we're reminded of the story of Elie Wiesel, who said during the Holocaust, when there was no Torah, they used to lift children, because every one of our children is a Torah. So if you have a child that you can lift, or a parent that you might want to try, we continue with Vishamru on page 15.
Vishamru.
Tefillah on page 16.
Gibor Bahanura, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, Vikone Hakol, Vizocher Chaste Avot Vimahot, Ume Vig Ula Livne Vinehem, Lemaan Shemo Behava, Melech Ozer Moshia Umagain, Baruch Ata Adonai, Magain Abraham, the Ezra Sarah.
Together at the top of the next page. Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah, a tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future. leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding from parent to child, from generation to generation. We have come together to pray. Prayer is sharing and singing, reading in quiet moments. When we pray, we talk to God about the things that are most important to us, trying to be the best person we can be, or how we can make the world a better place. We can pray anywhere at any time, but this place, our temple, is special. When Jews gather together to pray, the place where we gather becomes holy. Holy means special and blessed by God.
This place, our temple, is holy.
Here in our temple, we pray that we can live holy lives,
repairing our world, making peace, and always caring for others.
Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, who helps us to be holy as you are holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Meloch Chol Haaretz Kivodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole universe is filled with God's glory. You may be seated. At the bottom of page 19, God of goodness, we give thanks for the gift of life, wonder beyond words, for our light within, for the world around us so filled with beauty, for the richness of the earth, which day by day supports us, for our friends and families who love and take care of us, for all that we are and all we can be, for all of this and more, we give our thanks. As we pray for peace, we hope that our Shabbat peace radiates into your heart and from your heart out into the world.
Our traditional prayer for healing, Misha Berach. I often choose to look through the back of our service folder. There you find a list of names of our TBS members, of our friends, of our family members who need our prayers and our care. Here are those who have had surgeries or accidents, illnesses, or who are going through difficult times. We pray for them. We send them cards. We let them know they are not forgotten as they recuperate. Our prayer reminds us to connect with anyone who is in need of comfort or strength. Misha Berach, page 24. Prayers.
Many years ago. If Adam wanted eggs for breakfast, he had to go outside to the chickens and grab a few eggs and bring them into his mother. If Adam wanted to be warm in the winter, he'd have to go out to the wood pile where he had chopped wood, and he would have to bring it inside, and he and his family would have to make a fire. And if Adam needed to go into the city for a few things, he didn't call Uber. He hitched his horse to his wagon, and they went into the city. And Adam didn't get to go to a regular school, because those days in his community in Russia, Jews were educated by the elders of the community. And the elder of the community in Adam's town was his grandfather. All the children of the town came to Grandpa's house, and there Grandpa taught reading and writing in Hebrew, Jewish history and customs, right there with Grandma bringing in treats all the time. One day, Adam asked his grandfather, "Grandpa, why am I called Adam?" And his grandfather knew that was an opportunity. He said, "Adam, come with me." He took his talis, and he took Adam to the synagogue. And there, he put his talis, his prayer shawl, his wool prayer shawl that kept him warm all through the winter and made him a little too hot at services in the summer. He put his prayer shawl over his shoulders, and he and Adam looked through the window and felt the sun, the warm sun on their faces. And then he took his prayer shawl and he gathered Adam inside the prayer shawl. And he said, "Adam, now I'll give you the answer to the story. My grandfather's name was Adam, and you are named for my grandfather. And my grandfather's grandfather's name was Adam. And there has always been an Adam in our family. And someday I hope you will have a great-grandchild named Adam. That's the way it has always been for our family, and I pray that's the way it will always be." And Adam laughed, and he felt cozy in his grandpa's tallit, and he said, "Grandpa, I am Adam, and I won't change." And his grandfather said, "Adam, let me teach you another lesson of the day. Some things do change, and some things do not." Well, things in Russia started to change. There was not enough food. There were no eggs underneath the chickens because they had to eat the chickens. There was no food, and there was fighting, and their family did not feel safe. There was trouble in Russia, and people were hungry, and his family decided it was time to move on. Adam's parents said to him, "Sweetheart, we must leave our home. We must take you to a better place." And Adam's grandfather said, "My beloved children, I am too old to change. I will stay here in Russia. But you go, my children, with my blessing." And Adam started to cry. "Grandpa, Grandpa, I can't leave you. Grandpa, I love being in your tallit. Please, Grandpa, don't make me leave you." And his grandfather kissed him and said to Adam, "Adam, I'll always be with you." And he took his tallit, that beautiful tallit, and he folded it up. And he folded it in a nice, neat pile, and he placed it in a velvet bag with a button that Grandma had made. And he handed Adam the tallit. And he said, "Adam, you will always be Adam. And forever and always, this will be your prayer shawl. And when you wrap yourself in your prayer shawl, you and I will be connected. And you'll always remember who you are and where you came from." Well, Adam and his family traveled for weeks. It felt like forever, over land, and he was tired, and sometimes he was hungry. And then when they got to the end of their land journey, they then had a sea voyage. Weeks and weeks and weeks of herring in barrels, and it just was getting really tired. On that ship, Adam decided he didn't like herring anymore, which was not a very Russian thing to do. Adam and his parents ended up in a strange country where everyone spoke a strange language. And there were so many people, and it was very noisy. And he didn't hear a chicken anywhere. And Adam's parents found a small little apartment for the family to live in, and they got jobs working in a factory. And Adam went to an American school and started to learn that strange language called English. And he learned new subjects that Grandpa hadn't taught him, like science and history. Everything felt different in this new country, except one thing. Every Shabbat morning, Adam took out the big tallis, and he wrapped himself in the tallis, and he said, "This is my always prayer shawl." And he said the Shema, and he said, "My prayer shawl will never change." And he felt connected to his grandfather. Well, things in his life kept changing. After all, they do change. Jason Laws grows up and gets married. I mean, really? Did we ever think such a thing would happen? Adam grew up, and Adam got married. And on the day of his wedding, he said to his bride, "I need something. I need to wear my grandfather's prayer shawl, my grandfather's tallit." And so for his wedding, he put the tallit over his shoulders, and he remembered all the good things about Russia and none of the bad. And Adam continued to work hard from morning till night to build a life for himself and his family. But every Shabbat morning, he would put on the prayer shawl. And after so many years of doing that, the fringes had worn out, even one had broken. And so he decided it was time to find out how to put new fringes on the prayer shawl. So it was the old prayer shawl from Grandpa, but with new fringes. He sewed them on himself. And then Adam had children, and he moved to a place not in the city, but outside the city, and did something called commuting to get to work. And he commuted back and forth and watched his kids grow up, but every Saturday morning, without fail, in summer or winter, Adam put on the tallit till the atarah, the collar, had frayed so much it was almost gone. So like the tzitzit, Adam removed the collar because he was such a good sewer, and he sewed on a new atarah for the prayer shawl. And then Adam's children grew up, and each of them wanted to wear their father's tallit at their weddings. It was a tradition. And then Adam and his wife grew very old, and they went to live in a home with other people who were old. And one day, Adam's grandson came to visit him, and he said, "Grandpa, were you ever young like me?" And Adam said, "Yes and no. I was young like you, but when I wanted an egg, I went out for chickens, not to a refrigerator. And when I wanted to get warm, I didn't turn on a thermostat. And when I wanted to talk to a friend, I didn't text. And when I needed to go to shopping, I didn't have a mall. But I did do certain things with my grandfather that you and I do together. What did your grandpa teach you?" Adam's grandson asked him. "Well, come with me. In the home where he lived, there were lots of Jewish people, and there was a room with a window that reminded Adam of that window he looked out with his grandfather from in Russia. And Adam took his prayer shawl and he put it on his shoulders and he wrapped his grandson in the prayer shawl. And he said, My grandfather taught me that some things change and some things stay the same. The tzitzit on this prayer shawl are new. The collar is new. And when the fabric wore out, I actually had to sew new patches. Much of the prayer shawl that my grandfather wore is no longer. But this is still my always prayer shawl. And when I wrap myself in it, I can feel my grandfather who loved me so much. And when I wrap you in the tallit, I can feel our family, all the generations of our family. And I'll tell you what my grandfather taught me. The world keeps changing. We change where we live. We change what we wear. We change what we do. But we need to have some things that are forever and don't change. And for our family, this tallit and our tradition of Shabbat hasn't changed in hundreds and hundreds of years. And Adam looked at his beautiful grandchild and said, someday this tallit will be yours. And maybe you'll name your grandchild Adam. But most of all, remember that when things are changing around you, your Judaism keeps a sense of being real and enables you to feel that the world isn't changing too fast. Put on this tallit, for most of all, this tallit will remind you that I love you just as my grandfather loved me. This particular B'nai Shalom tallit I bought years ago to wrap our Holocaust Torah in when it used to live in a golf bag before we had a building. The blue tallit was the fall Torah, and this black and white one, because I wanted our kids to see what a traditional tallit looked like, this was the one that held our Holocaust Torah. It was the ark for our Holocaust Torah. Because a tallit has three functions. One, as a prayer shawl. Two, as a Torah ark when there is none. And three, as a symbol of a Jewish family when a couple is getting married. It is my privilege now to take our temple's always prayer shawl and bless Jason and Maria on this night of their ofruf.
Mishaberach avotenu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov v'imotenu Sarah Rivka Rachel Leah. May the God who blessed our mothers and our fathers and all the men and women of Israel in every generation bless this bride and this groom. Guide them on life's journey. May their marriage be a joy and a good example to all who know them. May they fashion a Jewish home worthy of praise, a secure refuge where they find tranquility during all their days. May the love of this couple inspire and bless their family, their friends, and the community of Israel blessed with health, courage, good fortune, their love and friendship deepening throughout the years. Most of all, we pray that inside this talit and this marriage that you create, that you will find shalom. It is our privilege as your community to bless you now. Yevarechecha Adonai Yishmerecha, may God bless your love each day as you embark on your journey to the chuppah. Ya'er Adonai Panaveilecha Vichunecha, may God's face shine in your faces when you look at each other every morning and before you go to bed every night. Yisa Adonai Panaveilecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom, and most of all, may God grant you the strength to bring shalom into your marriage every single day. And may you always feel a talit of love wrapped around you when you are in one another's arms. And we all say, Amen. Amen. It is a tradition to wish the couple a sweet life after the rabbi gets out of the way.
Now.
Please rise for Aleinu, page 25. You may be seated. Page 27. There are stars up above so far away, we only see their light long, long after the star itself is gone. And so it is with people who we love. Their memories keep shining ever brightly, though their time with us is done. But the stars that light up the darkest night, these are the lights that guide us. As we live our days, these are the ways we remember. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Brian C. Lewis, Bernie Rosemarin, Stephen Kamen, Laura Schick, Leon Bainwall, Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies, Yetta Trachtenberg. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Susan Feitelman, beloved member of Temple B'nai Shalom and wife of Richard Feitelman. Lester Boyd, uncle of Greg Mills. Bill Harrison, father of Mark Harrison. Elaine Friedberg, aunt of Betty Jacob. Troy Foster, friend of Laura Gardy. Heather Hayer, friend of Temple B'nai Shalom. Peter Peterson, brother-in-law of Sam and Kathy Corson. Lothar Haas, uncle of Gary Buckheim. Leonie Shanley, sister of Leo Shanley. Larry Woder, cousin of Rick Sernorsky. All who died in Texas during Hurricane Harvey. And we remember the yearly anniversary, the yard sites this week, of Sonia Benzman, Elsa Gold, Meyer Wolf, Dan Wolf, Bernard Cameraman, Charlotte Affariat, Pearl Carpel, Joseph Carpel, Anna Lickstraw, Al Hudson, Leon Ryskin, Samuel Serdofsky, Marion Crawford, David Goldstein, Nomi Kudler, Fern Denholm, Connie Dixon, Bertie Katz, Dorothy Stettner, David Wolf, Ben Linfield, Gary Berjosky, Marie Dettelbach, Marvin Dettelbach, Janice Clifton, Arnold Lent, Laura Levin, Judy Randolph. We rise to honor their memories with Kaddish, page 28. Yitkadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah, b'alma divrach yirutei v'yamlich malchutei, b'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chaye decho beit Yisrael, b'agala uv'izman kariv imru amen. Yehei shemei rabah mivrach le'alam almei almaya, Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnase, V'yitadar v'yitalev v'yitalal shemei d'kudsha b'rechu. Le'ela min kol b'rchata v'shirata, tushbachata v'nechamata, damiran b'alma v'yimru amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'yimru amen. Ose shalom b'mromav, hu yase shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'yimru amen. V'yimru 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 amen. V'yimru 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 amen. we move from this moment of sacred memory to embracing the joy of Shabbat. And I think I'll invite up, we had some teens who came very early tonight to help babysit for our new family children who are joining religious school. So if you are a teen who helped out with the kids earlier today, coming 2 hours early, come on up and help lead Kiddush. Kiddush is on page 29.
Presents. Perlin and Rabbi Rob Kirk for leading us in worship this evening. And thank you, Rachel and Rob, for leading us with your beautiful voices and music. Thank you to all of the people that helped set up and host our open house earlier this evening in Sip and Schmooze. Mazel Tov to Maria Jason, wishing you many years of happiness. Please join Minion Makers tomorrow for Saturday morning worship. The light breakfast will begin at 8:15 and services at 8:45. Calling all singers, please join our High Holiday Choir. There's a youth choir and an adult choir. Rehearsals begin soon, so please check the weekly email for more information. We also need a teenager who plays the flute to play during family services on Rosh Hashanah, so RSVP details are also in the weekly email. And if you're younger than a teenager but playing flute, just a few years away, keep playing. Regarding our friends and the community that's enduring the wake of Hurricane Harvey, there are many ways to send support. One of them is through the Union for Reform Judaism and the link that is available in our weekly email or on the URJ website. One way, there's many ways, but that's one way to help the people that really need our help down in the areas that have been affected by Hurricane Harvey. In the next few weeks, please join Brotherhood for the annual kickoff event at Kilroy's. That's on September 10th. Join Sisterhood for the annual Champagne and Chocolates event on September 17th. And this one's a little early, but just it's a mark your calendar for the Adult Social Committee's TBS Dine Around in Havdalah, October 28th. All of these and many more activities can be found in your weekly email and calendar. If you are new to TBS, and welcome. We're so pleased that you could join us for our open house, for those of you who are able to do that, and Shabbat services. If you have any questions or would like more information, members of our board and membership committee would love to speak with you. This evening we have Marty Miller, right here, both a member of our board and chair of our membership committee, available to answer any questions that you may have. So if you have any, please see Marty during noon. And wishing you all a very restful weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
We conclude with the singing of benediction on page 31. Is this a stand-up one? This is a stand-up one.
And a hug if you want.
For those who came before us and all they did to build a solid foundation for us and our loved ones. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May you feel the holy blessings of love and goodness that are gifts to you from your ancestors. May you feel the embrace of their love and the safety of their protection as the soft warmth of a tallit on this Shabbat and into the week ahead. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.